Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A strike by SEPTA City Transit workers has been averted thanks to a tentative one-year contract agreement. The SEPTA board votes on the deal Thursday, and the union has a ratification scheduled for December 6th, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiDardo.
The one-year deal gives SEPTA drivers and maintenance workers in the city 5% wage increases and safety improvements. Transport Workers Union Local 234 President Brian Pollitt at a news conference Wednesday said he was close to calling a strike, but he held off.
I would definitely call it, but I tried to continue talking, and I guess my strategy worked.
SEPTA, which has already announced plans for fare increases and service cuts, is running a deficit this year, and Chief Operating Officer Scott Sauer said there were no promises of extra funding from the governor to pay for this deal. He said this contract would be funded from SEPTA's operating fund.
There's still a deficit, and it's still roughly $153 million. This doesn't change that fact.
Sauer said running one-year deals with uncertain funding, though, is not a healthy way to do business. Philadelphia City Council has begun taking public testimony on the 76ers proposal for a Center City arena. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports opponents testified in greater numbers than supporters.
The opposition was clearly organized. Many of the witnesses sported red No Arena t-shirts and sounded common themes, mainly the threat to neighboring Chinatown.
This is not just disruption. This is not just construction. This is destruction.
This would decimate today's vibrant Chinatown.
They also expressed a distaste for the owners behind the project.
We do not welcome billionaires.
Do not try to play poker with these oligarchs.
Definitely in the minority, the supporters championed the economic impact.
This arena will provide jobs during the construction, after the construction is finished also. This arena will spark growth on the East Market, which desperately needs it right now.
Three more public testimony sessions are scheduled, along with more stakeholder hearings. A Northeast Philadelphia post office could soon be renamed in honor of a Temple University police sergeant killed in the line of duty. A bill that would rename the post office near Busselton Avenue and Red Lion Road Sergeant Christopher David Fitzgerald Post Office Building is on its way to President Biden's desk. Sergeant Fitzgerald died after he was shot while trying to apprehend a robbery suspect in February of last year. Fitzgerald was a constituent of Congressman Brendan Boyle, who introduced the bill.
I hope with these small but meaningful acts, we are able to honor one of the most selfless members of our community who gave his life to protect our city and honor the family he left behind.
Fitzgerald is survived by his parents, wife, and children. The murder trial for Fitzgerald's accused killer, 19-year-old Miles Pfeffer, is scheduled for June. Upper Marion High School sent a letter home to parents earlier this week alerting them to a case of whooping cough in the school. Montgomery County health officials say after a high number of cases in the spring through the summer, the numbers are on the decline. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Montgomery County Office of Public Health Medical Director Dr. Richard Lorraine says whooping cough or pertussis is the P in the Tdap vaccine.
This is a somewhat vaccine-preventable disease, and we do immunize. However, it's pretty well known that the immunity does wane over time.
He says after about 5 years, but adds people who are vaccinated do tend to have less severe symptoms. Dr. Lorraine says pertussis cases are usually seasonal like other respiratory illnesses, but this year's been different with the rise in early spring through the fall.
And actually, now that we're heading into the heart of respiratory season in the winter, we're seeing a very small number of pertussis cases.
Pertussis is more dangerous for people 65 and older, and especially to infants who are too young to be immunized. The New Jersey Turnpike Authority has voted to approve the 2025 budget, which includes a 3% increase in tolls on the Turnpike and Parkway. Details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
This 3% increase was previously baked in back in 2020, allowing the agency to increase tolls on an annual basis. A spokesman for the Turnpike Authority says this means it'll cost drivers an extra 10 cents on a Turnpike trip from Exit 4 to Exit 7A, and tolls at main plazas on the Garden State Parkway are increasing by 8 cents. Steve Corellis with the New Jersey chapter of the National Motorists Association says these little increases will affect drivers over time.
you know, it really adds up, especially if you're a daily commuter.
The other issue for Corellis is transparency. Agencies like the South Jersey Transportation Authority use inflation or other indicators to justify their toll increases. But he says the Turnpike Commission is operating with a secret formula.
Yeah, that doesn't tell us how they calculate a percent. And so all they're going to do every year is raise it by 3% and, you know, claim that's what their indexing says, and nobody in the public really knows for sure.
The increases take effect January 1st. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.